Welcome to Spotlight on the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce. My name is Ward Todd. Thank you for joining us on the radio today. We have a great chamber member talking about some exciting things happening in beautiful Saugerties, New York this summer. First, we want to thank a few folks who came to our breakfast meeting, which was this past week, where we learned about Ulster County's new economy. Technology is new, and the film aspect is new also. Suzanne Holt, the head of the Ulster County Office of Economic Development, was our lead speaker. She brought with her Matt Harrigan from a new company called Grand Central Tech. They're going to be moving into the Senate garage with about 150 to 175 young techies working for the summer out of the city and up in the country, as they say. So it should be pretty exciting for all of those in the area as we watch this new segment of our economy really start to blossom. Laurent Rato was also a guest of ours at the breakfast meeting talking about the Hudson Valley Film Commission and the great things they're doing to bring movies and first-run films to our area. For instance, you may not have heard, like right now, they're shooting part of the upcoming Avengers movie here in Ulster County. Just it's been a phenomenal thing to watch and see take place in our area. So pretty exciting. Thanks to our sponsor for the morning, PKHB, CPAs, good friends of ours. And so we now take a couple of months off from our breakfast meetings, resuming in September. But we do have mixers throughout the summer, including this coming week. We're going to be in Saugerties at Cantine Field for the Saugerties Stallions, hosting our mixer from 5 to 7 o'clock, Wednesday, June 27th, sponsored by Sawyer Motors. Should be a great time. Not only you have a great time at the mixer, 5 to 7 o'clock, but also right after that, the Saugerties Stallions against Elmira baseball game. You can attend for free just for going to the mixer. So put it on your calendar, but first register online at ulsterchamber.org. Or you can call the office at 845-338-5100. Should be a fun mixer. And Cantine is a great segue into our guest today because it is Greg Chorvas, good friend of ours from the Cantine Complex. How are you, Greg?
I am fine, thank you. How are you, Ward?
Awesome.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for all you're doing. The official name of the Cantine Field, though, is what?
Cantine Veterans Memorial Complex.
All right. And Cantine family had a lot to do with that in the very beginning. Am I correct?
They did. They did. In fact, it was back in 1938, so that would have been, would we just celebrate back in May, whatever it totals up there.
It's like 80 years, I think.
Yeah, long time.
Fantastic. And now it's not just what it was then, right, or the first few years, but it's really become a major athletic complex.
It has. And, you know, not just for recreation events, but non-recreation activities. I first became superintendent back in 1982, actually worked a few years prior to that. It's amazing the way it has evolved. And I've had the sincere pleasure, and it has been a pleasure, to be involved over those many, many years, the way the complex has evolved. When I was working there as a summer job, and I'm just going to Ulster, there were three, four ball fields there. And now today, there's 11 baseball, softball fields. We've got the Greco, Frank D. Greco Recreation Center, which also caters to our seniors Monday through Friday. They have lunch there every day, bingo, cards, you name it. Two regulation size basketball courts, a smaller size basketball court, four pavilions, five concessions throughout the complex, four tennis courts, shuffleboard courts, and a 100% concrete skate park up at the north end of the complex where there are five soccer fields. And of course, that's also the area of the Kiwanis Ice Arena, a fully enclosed Olympic size refrigerated ice skating arena, along with the all the amenities, six different locker rooms, and we also have ample parking. And as the years have gone on and the complex evolved, and you know, there was that foresight by the town board in 1990 where they purchased the additional 69 acres, which is the north portion of the complex. And at that time, if anybody had ever told me that it would evolve to the extent that it evolved today, just that north portion, which is north of my office, you know where my office is, the Facilities Operations Center, I would have thought they belonged in the Nut House over in Wingdale, if provided there's still a Nut House in Wingdale.
Well, it's amazing how it's grown. I think it's, I don't know of another complex like it anywhere around. It is so huge and used all the time, right?
Yes, it's a year-round facility. And, you know, there are other complexes, and there are other nice complexes. Colony, which is run by the the city of Colony, I believe it is. Maybe it's the town of Colony. And then, of course, in Cooperstown, you have Field of Dreams. There's 35 baseball, softball fields. But that caters to just one sport, and well, two if you want to separate baseball, softball, but it's ball playing. Obviously, in the wintertime, even I should say in the fall, winter comes to Cooperstown earlier than it does down here, and of course, the springtime comes later than what it generally comes here. And there are, you know, throughout the state, especially some of your larger cities. One of the comments I get all the time, because we're the home to many recurring tournaments over the years, and just as an example, the Ulster Phillies stage their home tournament at the complex. The Duchess Debs, they have their home tournament at the complex. The Mid-Hudson Rebels have theirs. They call that, you know, their home. And one of the things that always get brought to my attention is the fact that there's so many fields at their disposal where they don't have to bus to different locations, where in other areas they go. And let's face it, busing youth, besides being expensive, is a liability exposure, especially, you know, with youth. So that's one of the things that we hear. We actually had attracted Triple Crown Sports 5 or 6 years ago, and that was the singular reason why. And the majority of their teams came out of the metropolitan area, and Jersey and Connecticut. Unfortunately, we lost that tournament because of accommodations, which that's a big thing in Saugerties. Thank God, finally the Holiday Inn has got off the ground, and that was the second big tournament. We used to have a large Memorial Day tournament. I'm probably going back 14 years, and then just the way the opening weekend of Hits Horse Shows in the Sun fell, no accommodations. There was a team from Central Jersey that could not get accommodations until they got north of Coxsackie. So can you just imagine this caravan going up the thruway, and they pass exit 20 of Saugerties, and they got to go another 20-25 miles beyond, and we lost that tournament. So it's good to see, and as you know, Ulster County is booming. I speak to the people that run the facilities in Saugerties, and I'm just amazed at the occupancy rate and where that lies within the state of New York compared with other counties. Lovely conversation at the breakfast before the last one with the young lady from Best Western, right at the Best Western facility. And we have chatted, and they're offering now special rates to these teams that come in. So Another example of an economic boost. I like to call it the positive economic domino effect, not only back into Saugerties, but into Ulster County and even beyond.
Greg Chorvis is our guest from the Saugerties Cantine Field. We're going to be there this coming week. A little baseball game going on, and we should give a little history for folks who don't know about the Saugerties Stallions. For many years, the Saugerties Dutchmen, they were it. Everybody in Saugerties went to see the Dutchman. And so they went by the wayside, and then now you've got another great team.
We do. And, you know, as soon as we got the lights installed, that was what was holding us back. We had many inquiries from baseball franchises. And of course, the stipulation is lights. If you don't have lights, it's difficult. All the games are at 7:05. It got off to a rough start, Ward, a very, very rough start. The first owner, he turned out to be a shyster. And, you know, over the course of 40 years, we've established quite a reputation. And in less than 40 days, he almost destroyed that reputation and what took 40 years. Not paying the staff, the interns, bouncing checks all over Saugerties. But a credit to Jeff Kenyon, who's the commissioner of the league. He came to Saugerties. He caught wind of it. We had conversation on the phone. A week later, he came to Saugerties. He wrote checks out to the interns, to all the staff of the Stallions, and then went into the community where I was aware, he became aware, where this shyster bounced checks. And he said, here's the deal. You protest a check for me. Here's my credit card. Boom, I'll square up with you. And I went a long, long way. I got, for one example, Jesse that owns Slices on Partition Street. He thought that I had done some great thing, you know, and I said, it's no big deal. You know, this guy, it was Jeff. And that did a lot to restore public trust and confidence in the team, because that was one of the hurdles. Kevin Hinchey, who then purchased the franchise that fall for the following year, had to overcome. And there was still, you know, you get a bad taste in your mouth and you get something, a bad experience in the back of your mind. It takes a lot, as you know, to turn that around into positive. Kevin Hinchey has done a phenomenal job. I couldn't have, in my wildest dreams, I could not have thought of a better scenario that unfolded with Kevin in taking over the team. And what he's done, not only for Saugerties baseball, what he's done for the baseball franchise, it's what he's done in the complex with improvements. When you go up there next Wednesday, you'll see a halo with large Saugerties letters behind home plate. He paid for that. The small pavilion that you'll be utilizing, he's paying for the renovation of that. We're ready to tear that portion down, the kitchen, and just have an open air pavilion. $50,000 into refurbishing the basketball court, Lions basketball court, directly across from the baseball field. Going to be fitted with bleachers, lights. Just a phenomenal, phenomenal individual. And, you know, the community has come out and supported him. Already this year, there's been two crowds of over 1,500 people. He's been over 1,000 people several times. And, you know, there's a lot of activity going on with graduation coming up, the last days of school. And I thought that was great.
So the Stallions play in the Perfect Game Collegiate Baseball League. That's very similar to that famous league that plays over in Cape Cod. Anybody vacations there, I know our family does. That's always something you want to do because, I mean, you go to Yankee Stadium, you can barely see the players from your seats usually. And here you can, it's up close and personal. It's a great experience, especially for the young folks.
Well, the other thing Kevin has done, he's made it where it's family entertainment. The kids get to go out onto the field. He has you'll see again Wednesday night, they call them the intern games. So they have tug of war, they have the sack races, and then the balloons where the last one standing with a balloon that hasn't burst and gave everybody a bath is the winner. And then, of course, their mascot, Stanley the Stallion. I mean, he's absolutely hilarious. He's got good people running the press box. One of the things with that Perfect Game Collegiate League, all the games are broadcast. So you have to have an announcer, a color commentator. He's got some great people doing that. Great individual by the name of Matt. I can't think of his last name off the top of my head. The sound effects and the music, you think you were sitting at a professional venue. It's that good.
And it's fun. So we invite our members just to go back to our mixer this coming Wednesday to come check it out, enjoy the complimentary food and drink from 5 to 7, and then watch the game. The Saugerties Stallions go on at 7 o'clock against Elmira. Should be a great game, and all the seats are good. You've got a great view of the field.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. So Cantine is, you know, fairly unique in the terms of the kind of recreational opportunities that are there. You mentioned the ice arena. That goes in the wintertime, summertime. When's that operating?
We don't go year-round. There just isn't that. There's not the demand. And even if we did, we would probably close down, like a lot of rinks, for about 30 days because you will start to build up permafrost in the subsurface. So basically our season is the beginning of August through the middle or end of April. And, you know, there's maintenance that has to be done, and there needs to be downtime. But also during the summer, we host some non-ice events in the facility. And it's just been a great, great addition. And, you know, I can't thank the Sorgetes Kiwanis enough. I say this emphatically, without hesitation, if it wasn't for the Sorgetes Kiwanis, Sorgetes, Ulster County, would not have a fully enclosed Olympic-size refrigerated skating rink. Plain and simple. It wouldn't have happened. Even if there was grant monies, the burden on the taxpayer just would have been too much. And it's the same way with the lighting. Here again, I think one of the reasons we got awarded that grant, we were able to show there was $90,000 that Kiwanis had committed over a five-year period. So having that resource, that match, and even though, and we did work in-house that we put towards that 50% match, but yet having that $90,000 goes a long, long way.
You have a lot of other things that take place at Cantine besides baseball and soccer and skating. Mm-hmm. You do a lot of events there.
Garlic Festival is the biggest one. Going back to my second year as superintendent, Ulster 300, a musical celebration celebrating Ulster County 300 years. The week after that was the 400th anniversary of the great German-American the ships, and that was quite a unique event. So yeah, it's not just about recreation. We like to be seen as a facility that hosts obviously recreation events, but also non-recreation events, antique auto show, many events throughout the course of the year, and it's year round.
Garlic Festival is the biggest, though, right?
By far.
And what do they do every weekend now? How many of the attendance?
Between 40 and 50,000. In 2009, I believe it was, the weather was just perfect. There was no systems where what I like to call weather media dramatization, where they scare people. You know, it's going to pour rain all day and it doesn't do anything. It was a picture perfect. And that was our largest attendee day. It was 51,000 for the weekend. And that's what they click coming through the gates. And who knows how many they might have missed because their hands might have got tired.
Right. But it's a great event every year. A lot of people turn out. Something new at Cantine this year is going to be the Vietnam Wall that's coming. Talk about
that. Yes, it's the Vietnam Veterans Traveling Wall, which is a replica of the one in Washington, D.C. There's over 58,000 names on that wall. The wall is over 300 feet long, 6 feet high, and there's going to be tents where there'll be alphabetically, you can go in an alphabetical group to find where the individual that you're looking for, and they'll give you the quadrant, the section that's in, to go up and to view the name on the wall. It's quite an honor, and I say this very, very sincerely, it's quite an honor, not only for the complex, not only for Sorgetes, but Ulster County. And when Mike Hine told me, the first time we met on site up there, he said, Cantine Veterans Complex was my number one choice, and hopefully it was going to be my only choice, because there were stipulations, you know, that had to be met. Just before I had met with Mike, met with Steve Massey and Frank Ruggiero, Ulster County Veterans Administration. And they said, and Frank knows me. Frank knows I'm also a member of the American Legion. He's now the commander, well, up until tomorrow night. And then, you know, once a year they change. And he says, you know, we got a big request. Can you cancel all the games? I said, absolutely, I'll cancel all the games. And, you know, I had said to them, if anybody said anything, anybody complained, moaned and groaned, it's a slap in the face of the veterans. Do you know something? I did not get one complaint. Not one bit of criticism. So there's no ball games. You couldn't have had celebratory activities, celebratory games, with the exception of one game, which the county requested. That's at 4 p.m. on Sunday. It's a memorial game. It goes in conjunction with the closing of the wall. It takes place 4 p.m. The Saugerty Stallions are playing Jamestown or Watertown. The wall gets erected on the 18th. It mobilizes. There's a stage and area in New Baltimore. They're encouraging all the motorcycle groups for an escort. And what's really unique, it leaves New Baltimore at 10:30, and it goes past Saugerty's to Kingston, exit 19, which I think is great. Gets off of Colonel Chandler Drive, gets on off the thruway, the circle, Colonel Chandler Drive, the Broadway, north to 9W, up Partition Street, left on Main, right on Market, and right into the sports complex. So that takes place on Wednesday the 18th. That late afternoon, evening, the wall will be erected. And then the viewing is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 19th, 20th, 21st, and 22nd. And Monday the 23rd is tear down, and off they go to another spot.
So this is in July, just to be sure folks know, and everyone is welcome to come any time of the day or night to view the wall, right?
24 hours a day, it is open, 24 hours a day. And, you know, one of the things I learned is there are veterans that don't like to be around other people, don't like crowds. They're kind of isolated. And they say, you'll get these people showing up at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning. And I can... You know, you can see that, and again, it's a great tribute to our veterans locally. And when I say locally, I'm not just talking the veterans of Saugerty's, the veterans of Ulster County, because all the veterans organizations in Ulster County have been involved. There's been a massive undertaking planning this event.
All right, so check those dates. Get out and view, if you're able to, those days starting on July the 19th. And if folks are interested in the facility, more information, how can they find out on the internet about Cantine Field?
They can go to the Saugerty's website, www.saugertysny.org. We have a Saugerty's Recreation one, saugertysrecreation.org. The Kiwanis Ice Arena, kiwanisicearena.com. I can be reached via email, GCHOR, V as in Victor, AS, at saugertys.ny.us. My office phone is 845-246-5890. My direct extension is 309. And if you come up through the complex during the day and you happen to have a mugshot of me, I'm sure you're going to track me down.
Chorvis, let me think. That might be a good name for Honorary Irishman of the Year. Oh, no, wait, we already did that. That's right.
Yeah, I remember, vaguely remember. And the individual was very similar to, yeah. I don't know if he's your twin or what, but
Greg Chorvis.
That was a great time.
Yes, we had a wonderful time. The look on your face was just worth priceless.
You almost had me speechless.
Right, which is saying a lot. So, yeah, Greg Chorvis is a former Honorary Irishman of the Year. I know he's got a lot of titles, but I'm sure that's right up there near the top being the most important, right, Greg?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because I tell you what, I really admire and respect what you and your staff here at the Ulster Chamber do for the whole betterment of Ulster County. You're a very, very strong, vibrant chamber, and it shows. I mean, Ulster County, you mentioned the film industry. I see it in Saugerty's, not just First Friday, Ward, all the out-of-town plates. I remember I used to walk this. I love walking the streets on Fridays or First Friday. I used to know 80% of the people and didn't know 20%. Now it's the opposite.
Yeah. We're going to see you Wednesday. Will you be at the mixer?
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Bring your staff if you can.
I will.
Great time.
I will.
So it's this coming Wednesday at Cantine. Our host is the Saugerty Stallions. Stanley the Stallion will be there. So will Kevin Hinchy, of course, and his staff. We'll have a great time. So game follows the mixer 5-7, game at 7 o'clock at Cantine. Keep up the great work. You've got a wonderful facility, Greg, and you're doing a great job.
Ward, I have a great team.
All right. Keep it up. Thanks so much for being with us on the radio today.
Thank you.
And thanks to all our listeners. Be sure to be with us again next week at the same time for another edition of Spotlight on the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce.